Hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. Have you ever been asked to do something and it's caused you fear? I think that's a common experience for us. Sometimes we're asked to lead in a certain way, we're asked to perform a task, we're asked to engage in a certain situation, and we're just not sure we have what it takes. We're not sure we have the right answer to the problem. We're not sure we have the relational capital with people for them to receive what we're doing. I think, especially for those in leadership roles, being afraid of that calling or that ask, that opportunity, is a really normal experience. And it reminds me of a book that I read recently. It's called The Last Stand of Fox Company, and it's a secular book, and it's the story of one of the companies in the Korean War that was tasked to defend a major hill in the Korean Peninsula as their fellow Marines exited that area. And if they didn't defend the hill, if the army broke through, the Chinese army, then the reality was that most of their Marine comrades would lose their lives. And so it was a really critical battle, a critical scene. And the book articulates in a marvelous way the bravery and courage of so many of these men as they stood in their foxholes and as they endured sniper attacks and mortar attacks and all kinds of different onslaughts to defend what they needed to defend so that their fellow brothers in arms could be saved. And it also reminds me of the Apostle Paul's letter to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy. Okay, see, Paul is a mentor to Timothy. He's training Timothy for the work of the Lord and the building up of the church. And the reality is, for Timothy, he probably often felt like one of those guys in that foxhole. Quite literally, Timothy would have had to face persecution, face suffering, face militaristic aggression even in his context. But also, he just faced the challenge of building a young church that was full of people who were young in the Lord and trying to do the right thing, but not always sure. And he had some anxiety about it. But here's what Paul said to Timothy. He said, for this reason, 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Now, friends, I think this is really profound. It says, and Paul says this to Timothy, God gave us a spirit, not of fear. Friends, where does fear come from? Well, what we know from this verse is fear doesn't come from God. God doesn't give us fear. Now, we're not talking like the fear of the Lord. Of course, that's an important thing, to have fear of the Lord. This is different. That kind of fear that's paralyzing, that kind of fear that's demoralizing, that kind of fear that tells us lies, that says you don't have what it takes, that you can never be used by God, that you should cower and sit in your corner and just let life pass you by, that kind of fear, that's not from God. That's from somewhere else. Paul says, look, God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but listen to this, but of power and of love and of self-control. What's Paul saying? He's saying to Timothy, look, God's given you everything you need to do whatever he's asked you to do. God's given you what you need to lead the church in this instance. God's given you the word that is necessary for you to wield such that people's lives might be encouraged, might be challenged, might be changed. And friends, here's the thing for us. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear either. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. He's given us the Holy Spirit to lead us and to direct us. And so whatever it is today that's causing you anxiety, that God is inviting you to do, whatever it is that God is giving you to in ways to serve or to lead, if they're of God, you can trust that he's going to give you everything you need. He's given you power. He's given you the power of God by the Spirit. It's available to you. He's given you self-control. He's given you love. He's given you what you need. Step into the opportunity today. Defend that hill and stay in your foxhole. Don't get out. Don't leave. And watch what God will do. Friends, I know you'll be blessed. Have a great day, friends. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.